Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the saint of the day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the saint of the day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
Today is Blessed Frederick Ozanam. He always respected the poor while offering whatever service he could. Each man, woman, and child was too precious to live in poverty. Serving the poor taught Frederick something about God that he could not have learned elsewhere. To the priest who assisted him, he said, "Why should I fear him? I love him so much." On September 8th, the Feast of the Nativity of the Virgin Mary, which is the sneak peek for tomorrow, around 7:30 at night, Frederick Ozanam committed his soul to God, saying, "My Lord, have mercy." And 20 minutes later, he gave his last breath. A man convinced of the inestimable worth of each human being, Blessed Frederick served the poor of Paris well and drew others into serving the poor of the world. Through the Saint Vincent de Paul Society, which he founded, his work continues to the very present day. So Blessed Frederick was the fifth of Jean and Marie Ozanam, their 14 children, one of only three to reach adulthood. As a teenager, he began to having doubts about his religion. Reading and prayer did not seem to help. But long walking discussions with his priest at college clarified matters a great deal. Blessed Frederick wanted to study literature, and although his father, a doctor, wanted him to become a lawyer, Blessed Frederick yielded to his father's wishes and in 1831 arrived in Paris to study law at the University of Sorbonne. When certain professors there mocked Catholic teaching in their literatures or lectures, Blessed Frederick defended the church. So he was an early member of the Deeper Truth. A discussion club which Frederick organized sparked the turning point in his life. In this club, Catholics, atheists, and agnostics debated the issues of the day. Once after Frederick spoke about Christianity's role in civilization, a club member said, "Let us be frank, Mr. Ozanam. Let us all to be very particular. What do you do besides talk to prove the faith you claim is in you?" And Frederick was stung by the question. He soon decided that his words needed a grounding in action. He and his friend began visiting Paris tenements and offering assistance as best they could. Soon a group dedicated to helping individuals in need under the patronage of Saint Vincent de Paul formed around Blessed Frederick. Feeling that the Catholic faith needed an excellent speaker to explain its teachings, Blessed Frederick convinced the Archbishop of Paris to appoint Dominican Father Jean-Baptiste de Corder, the greatest preacher then in France, to preach a Lenten series in Notre Dame Cathedral. It was well attended and became an annual tradition in Paris. After Blessed Frederick earned his law degree at the university, he also earned a doctorate in literature. Soon after marrying on June 23, 1841, he returned to college to teach literature. A well-respected lecturer, Blessed Frederick worked to bring out the best in each student. Meanwhile, the Saint Vincent de Paul Society was growing throughout Europe. Paris alone counted 25 conferences. In 1846, Frederick, Amélie, and their daughter, Marie, went to Italy. There he hoped to restore his poor health. They returned the next year. The Revolution of 1848 left many Parisians in need of the services of the St. Vincent de Paul conferences. The unemployed numbered 275,000. The government asked Blessed Frederick and his co-workers to supervise the government aid to the poor. Vincentians throughout Europe came to the aid of Paris. And Blessed Frederick then started a newspaper, The New Era, dedicated to securing justice for the poor and the working classes. Fellow Catholics were often unhappy with what Frederick wrote, referring to the poor man as the nation's priest. Blessed Frederick said that the hunger and sweat of the poor formed a sacrifice that could redeem the people's humanity. In 1852, poor health again forced Blessed Frederick to return to Italy with his wife and daughter. He died on September 8, 1853. In his sermon at Frederick's funeral, Father de Corder described his friend as one of those privileged creatures who came direct from the hand of God, in whom God joins tenderness to genius in order to enkindle the world. And Frederick was beatified in 1997. Since Blessed Frederick wrote an excellent book entitled Franciscan Poets of the 13th Century, and since his sense of the dignity of each poor person was so clear to the thinking of St. Francis, it seemed appropriate to include him among Franciscan's greats. His liturgical feast is celebrated on September the 9th. And Blessed Frederick Ozanam always respected the poor while offering whatever service he could. Each man, woman, and child was too precious to live in poverty. Serving the poor taught Blessed Frederick something about God that he could not have learned elsewhere. May my blood be the last to be shed, were his dying words. The Civil War did not last long after that, and the rest of Blessed Frederick Ozerman's short life was lived in peace. Charity is the Samaritan who pours oil on the wounds of the traveler who has been attacked, but it is justice's role to prevent the attacks. Peace of heart. Without it, no good can make us happy. Without it, or with it, every trial, even the approach of death, can be borne. And this is the story of Blessed Frederick Ozerman. My Lord, have mercy. So now we go in and move into our prayer for priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests today is coming from St. Faustina. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. O my Jesus, I beg you, on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of your Spirit, and give power to the words of priests so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to you, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which he continually sets for the souls of priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For you can do all things. Amen. And this was the prayer of St. Faustina. And now we move to our prayer for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young. Carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Pope Benedict gave this prayer of protection for a child. O God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help me to feel the effects of your mercy. so we may be protected from every misfortune, as you, with you, as my guide. O God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who to exploit them. Whisper in the ears of the children to run and hide until the danger passes. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. We come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And along with you, Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony, all of you heavenly saints, Pope Benedict, well, we pray, we ask for his prayer. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today, and our parish priests, all the clergy. We pray for those who are suffering under addictions, who need deliverance. We pray for all those. And that brings us into our prayer, the stand in the gap, which is so important. To stand in the gap, we pray for those of every need.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And our prayer for souls who have recently passed from this life. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy." John chapter 16, verse 20. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives and friends, and for all the dead, known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Lord, you commanded us to honor our father and mother. Have compassion and your mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive them in their sins and grant that we may see them in the joy of eternal brightness. Through Christ our Lord, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the soul of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. And we pray for the prodigals. Adore your Savior who came to seek and to save the lost. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. We pray for America. We pray for peace. Give them courage, hope, and strength. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. Pray for the prisoner. Lord Jesus, you knew what it is. You know what it is to be held captive. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals, those that have been diagnosed with every kind of sickness, cancers, heart disease, mental illness. We pray for those who are in, we ask that you grant our prayer for the hospital environment to be according to your will. We pray that you do not let us forget your command to support children and families in need. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And our prayer for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. And this has been our Stand in the Gap segment.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Michael,
pray for us.
Holy angels of God. Athanasius.